May I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This day is called the reign of Christ the King. And you'll see that everything is in white as a festive occasion. But this is not an ancient observance of the church. It's relatively modern. It was created in 1925 by the Roman Catholic Pope and eagerly adopted over the course of the past 100 years by other church denominations because everyone appreciates a story arc that's going somewhere. We come from Good Friday and the resurrection and lived for almost a year with Jesus' teachings about the kingdom, and it's kind of a culmination of this is what it is, this is what we do, this is who we are. And so the music is triumphal, the color is white, and we have this sense that we are going somewhere. And I find myself wondering about that. There's a quote from Richard Rohr, and I know many of you read Richard Rohr. There's something he said about the kingdom that really has stayed with me, particularly this week. And so I'm going to read just one sentence of his. It's possible to trace the movement of Christianity from its earliest days until now. In Israel, Jesus and the early church offered people an experience. It moved to Greece and it became a philosophy. When it moved to Rome and Constantinople, it became organized religion. Then it spread to Europe and it became a culture. Finally, it moved to North America and became a business. And he continues, this is not an exaggeration. Well, I've really wondered about that. Because Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. And each of those movements feels like it's making the kingdom to be of this world. And we can look back on history and see many ways where that didn't work. We can look at current events and say the same. And so this week, many of you may have watched the outcome of this trial in the States of Kyle Rittenhouse. And people on both sides professing to be Christian and wondered, how is that my kingdom is not of this world? This week we're also praying for the people of British Columbia, especially in the disasters that are there right now. And if you read some of the journalists, they're talking about human-induced climate change. They're talking about clear-cutting and changed agricultural practices that have made these floods more probable. Again, Christian people and an attempt to structure the world for what we want. And so I really wonder about when we say the reign of Christ the King, what is the story arc taking us to? Is it an attempt to organize ourselves in a way that makes the kingdom be of this world? Frankly, I even have a hard time organizing myself, let alone talking about how a community organizes itself. There's that passage in Paul's letter to the Romans where he says, I do those things that I do not want. And he's trying to say, you know, he has a great expectation of himself and he doesn't quite manage to get to it. And sometimes I look in the mirror and think, how am I getting to the things that I really want to have happen? Paul's not speaking there of himself personally, although many have theorized that he did. He is expressing the I of each of us, wanting to do and show and accomplish, which are good things. And that becomes the we of us trying to do and accomplish good things. And how are we doing with that? I suppose for each of us as a person, it kind of depends on where we are at in our lives. Sometimes we're in a great sense of accomplishments, and other times that we find it hard. There have been times in my life where I've been on a retreat or on my own, and I've thought, well, if I just pray peace, a tiny bit of the universe is going to be more peaceful. And then I get distracted by my struggles, and I actually need a community of people around me praying with me so that I can keep doing that. I actually need community. I need it for what community can do together. I need it for even what I can do myself. So I've been thinking about the reign of Christ as a way of speaking about authentic community. Sometimes I imagine, well, what if I never followed this path? And what if I weren't in the church? And what if I wasn't ordained? I think I would have been looking for church without using the word church. I probably would have joined other forms of community and found myself longing for where people talked about meaning and celebrated each other and shared each other's struggles. If I weren't in the church, I would still be looking for Jesus. So I think I've come around to that. The white here at the altar, the festive quality of a story arc that leads to something, says something to me about what I actually need. It's why I would pour out my energy and heart and soul into being here with you, into being St. John's. It's why I wake up in the middle of the night and pray for someone that just came to my mind. It's why I give a financial offering and why that's important to me. We might want to speak of community in a humble way, rather than those movements of becoming a culture and becoming a business. Yeah, we need to have good practices of how we organize ourselves. But the humble way would be, we need authenticity together, and it really is worth something to us to be part of the kingdom of God together. Amen.